Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Perkins. Batting second. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting fourth. The DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Presley. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Donnie Scott. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Frank Wills. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Schulz. And now, play ball. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley strikes out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Wills covering, for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wills fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Donnie Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Scott and he is safe. Bernazard steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Perkins reaches second base with a double. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perkins scores. It's Mariners, 1, Indians, 1. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradley. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Bradley steals second. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas bunts towards the mound. Schultz fields it and throws to first for the out. Bradley moves to third. Davis moves to second. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bradley scores. Two outs. It's 2-1. Mariners. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0-for-1 in the game. Presley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Scott for a passed ball. Thornton moves to second. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Thornton scores. Hargrove moves to second. It's Mariners, 2, Indians, 2. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hargrove moves to third. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Indians 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Donnie Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Willard hits a line drive towards third. Presley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butler strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Indians 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perkins for the out. 1 out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Schulz covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Franco reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Wills covering, for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-2 in the game. Vukovic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0-for-2 in the game. Presley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Donnie Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Mariners 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Thomas now pitching. Dave Valley now catching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Willard hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Perkins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Jerry Reed now pitching. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reed fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bradley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Domingo Ramos pinch runs for Alvin Davis. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Mariners 3. The Indians will come to bat. Domingo Ramos now playing first base. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Tony Bernazard. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. the throw from Valley and he is safe. Nixon steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Nixon moves to third. Franco moves to second. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Benny Ayala pinch hits for Mike Hargrove. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Ayala reaches second base with a double. Nixon scores. Franco scores. Thornton moves to third. It's 6-3, Indians. Mike Fishlin pinch runs for Benny Ayala. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-3, Indians. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Vukovich hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Mike Fishlin now playing second base. Joe Carter now playing first base. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Presley hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Seattle Mariners, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland M. Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.